For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Memphis mayor's race is starting to heat up. What the candidates are talking about matters almost as much as what they aren't talking about. And that's what we'll look at today on this week's conversation with political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Otis, you mentioned in a recent Daily Memphian column that in past mayoral elections, all candidates talked about fighting crime. It seems like everyone is leaving that up to Mayor Strickland this year. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I think that the opponents of Mayor Strickland feel that they have to address some other issues. I have not heard Willie Harrington talking about crime at all. Tammy Sawyer has not mentioned crime at all, but she's been talking about other things that indirectly maybe affect crime, like poverty and education and income inequality. But no, they are not talking about crime. Even Mayor Strickland is not talking a lot about it, given the fact that he made crime his number one issue back in 2015.
We saw some campaign finances this week. No one really comes close to Strickland's nearly $800,000. The next three candidates, LaMichael Wilson, Tammy Sawyer, and Willie Harrington, they've all raised between $25,000 and $30,000. What does the fundraising tell you about this race so far?
Well, first thing it tells me that people need to start asking, who is LaMichael Wilson?
Right.
I mean,
we haven't really heard from him at all.
We haven't heard from him much at all. And I think there will be some more reporting going on about him going forward. I was a little bit surprised that, well, maybe not surprised. Dr. Harrington is not doing a whole lot in fundraising. And I think Tammy Sawyer is going to have to pick it up a little bit if she wants to wage a broad campaign other than on social media, which is what she's doing right now. Jim Strickland is far ahead here, and money, while it's not the sole indicator of whether a person will win or not, speaks to him being a very formidable opponent, and again, I say that it's his election to lose.
Right, and this week, Mayor Strickland gave his new budget to the city council. Now, here's where he gets to put his priorities into action. There are pay raises for public safety workers, various funds for infrastructure around the city to help individuals fix their houses, what he calls an affordable housing trust fund. His opponents say he's not doing enough for specific communities and that he's more concerned about attracting businesses to downtown. This is the main criticism. Are his critics making valid points here, or can he point to that budget and say, look, here's what I'm actually doing for communities?
I think the answer is yes to both of your either ors there.
Right.
The critics can make debatable criticisms about what are you really doing for neighborhoods. They will criticize him for being beholden to big business and not caring that much about people of lesser means. Even though he will say, hey, look, we expanded early childhood education. We are raising the minimum wage with the employees that we can have control over.
To $15 an hour.
To $15 an hour, which is what the effort has been, the fight for 15. So he's sort of meeting that. It's going to be hard for these opponents to find a criticism that really sticks to the mayor.
Well, probably his most progressive opponent is Tammy Sawyer. She says that Strickland's momentum, as he likes to call it, isn't happening fast enough. Her campaign slogan is, we can't wait. Do we know what Tammy Sawyer would do differently?
No, I can't say that we do. I haven't heard a very, very clear message from her yet.
Right. No specifics. No specifics. Platform.
So as we have these debates going forward, as we have these campaign messages, she's going to have to clearly articulate what it is that she plans to do differently that will be better. You know, the unemployment rate is down, growth is happening in the city, industries and businesses are coming in, albeit downtown. She's going to have to talk about what she would do differently, but also try to explain, why are you running to be mayor after you just got elected to be the county commissioner? You know, what are you trying to do there?
What about Willie Harrington, the former longest-serving mayor of Memphis? He told the Commercial Appeal that Memphis is moving toward elitism. Who's he talking about here?
I think he's probably just talking about the fact that I'm looking out for the middle class or the working class of Memphis. I always have. That's where I got my votes. That might work, but when he was mayor, he curried the favor of big business himself.
This may have made a bigger deal in past mayoral elections, but it's an obvious thing about this election. We have three African-American candidates, one white candidate. Do you think race is going to play any role in this year's election?
Well, race always plays a role in Memphis.
But maybe to the extent as it has in the past.
Probably not this time. Jim Strickland, if you listen to him, he will tell you that he has a significant percentage of African-American support, especially given the fact that people know that he's term limited. He's not going to be there forever. And so they see things going fine right now. He's not a wild man. He's not doing anything crazy. He's not offending anybody. He's everywhere. He's comfortable being everywhere. And so I think people are willing to give him another chance just for that. And that's why I think race is going to be less of a factor.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. See you next week.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.